There is a growing movement of business owners who know that better isn't always bigger. Welcome to the Company of One podcast. I'm your host, Paul Jarvis, your ride or die for challenging the idea that growth is the only byproduct of success. The show picks up where my book, also called Company of One, leaves off, with more stories, more ideas, and more research into why staying small is the next big thing in business.
What's just as painful is losing creative control and signing authority on your own fucking bank account because you brought in other people's money. Other people's money equals other people's opinions.
In this episode, we'll hear from Danielle Laporte. She's a best-selling author, a podcaster, and an entrepreneur who's also a member of Oprah's Super Soul 100. And yes, I mean that Oprah. What I love about Danielle is that she's equal parts poet and business badass. I actually worked with Danielle as her designer for about 10 years, and I learned a lot about running a product business from her. So Danielle has lived the Company of One model for business, then outgrown it, then shifted back towards it. In the following audio passage, we'll hear from her on this trend that I've also seen in many other online businesses, where continual growth is wanted, and the best way to achieve it is through paid acquisition channels like social media advertising. And then once you're doing that, you're kind of at the mercy of their access and their pricing and their algorithms. So here's Danielle talking about growing her own business beast and then how she was forced to slay it.
We had a big vision and we created a system and a structure, a technological and a financial system that matched this big vision. And we created this beast that became the master of us. So, you know, I have a $1 million website. You should have stuck with me. And I now need to work to maintain this technology beast. And I have a more complex financial structure because I operate in Canada and the US and multiple countries. And now I'm working to pay taxes in multiple countries. So when you're working to feed the beast, you'll get pulled off of your creative center. You'll do things, you know, you'll repurpose a lot of stuff, or you'll dummy down, or you'll look for what you have going on creatively that matches SEO or that's going to work for Facebook. At the same time, you have the realities of quickly changing rules of commerce, which is now we're at a place where, you know, with respect to social media, that you must pay to play. There's no other way around it. There's other ways to do it, but Facebook's always moving the algorithm. The goalpost is always changing. The control is deepening in terms of the powers that own social media, that own your platform. So now what we're doing is instead of, I got to kill my own kraken and radically simplify if I'm going to get back to my creative purity. I mean, my mantras right now are deeper creativity, deeper service, radical simplicity. And the radical simplicity is the answer. It's the solution to all the complications to move out of the way to get me to the deeper creativity and deeper service. And so I'm tearing all that stuff down. I mean, I really am going back to Company of One. And so I'm going to feed the people who show up for dinner. They find me organically and magically and naturally, word of mouth. They're hanging out where I'm already hanging out. And instead of making just 10 things for a million people, would be so thrilled to make 100 things for 100,000 people.
I love the idea of feeding the people who show up for dinner. It's a similar thought to a piece I wrote a very long time ago called Find Your Rat People that became one of the most popular blog posts I ever wrote. In it, I talk about how everyone isn't your audience for what your business does, so you don't have to cater to everyone. Instead, as Danielle talks about as well, You cater to the folks who could most benefit from what you do, who get what you do, who like what you do. And this constant and excessive growth isn't even required to feed the people who show up for dinner either. So finally, while on the topic of excessive growth, I asked Danielle why, as humans or as business owners or as whatever, we crave this growth for our companies, even when we know it can be detrimental to both our business and our mental health.
Well, I think it gets to, it's like so primal and human and understandable and basic. It's the need to be loved, period. The extreme of that, one end of that, is what the Buddhists call the hungry ghost. It's ravenous. You can never have enough followers. Your partner can never tell you that they love you enough. It's just never enough. And that's the inner beast that you're always feeding. And then, you know, in the middle of that, there's I just want to play the game and be a winner. And then, you know, the other end of the spectrum, like towards like real health, is like reciprocity is a beautiful thing. And it's a really healthy human desire to want to be seen and heard. That's like so fucking divinely legit.
It is. And although we crave it, we can also be aware of our own enough. And I think the idea of realizing what enough is can be the antithesis of the beast or the hungry ghost. So I talk about enough in the book, but really, it's just about figuring out the specific point in your business where it's in the black and you're profitable, your needs are covered, and you've got some money tucked away for later, and then optimizing for that place instead of blowing past that place into further and further and more and more and more growth. And really, that's what being a company of one is, working towards enough, realizing at what point enough is, and then optimizing for it. Otherwise, we're going to get devoured by our own beasts. Company of One is hosted by me, Paul Jarvis, and is based on my book, also called Company of One. You can find my book, which is available for pre-order right now on Amazon. The book will be released on January 15th, 2019. If you'd like for me to pop into your inbox when new episodes of the show are available, you can hop on the mailing list at ofone.co. And if you enjoyed this episode, please do me a solid by leaving an honest but favorable rating and review on iTunes. Thanks again for listening to the Company of One podcast.